Hi, this is Jake, and you're listening to the Flight Training Podcast. You may not know this about me, but I took a lot of film production classes when I was in college. It was a passion of mine at the time. I was thinking about maybe going into film as a career and learned along the way that it was more of a hobby for me. But I did take a lot of classes, and one of the things I can remember a film teacher talking to me about, because film, you know, it's this very creative, artistic thing, and as you're starting to do production of stuff, there's all sorts of rules about how the film should be made. For instance, like there's this 180 degree rule where when you're filming a group of people talking, let's say in a set of chairs, you should have the camera only go 180 degrees, not a full... you shouldn't flip to like the back side of them. I can't get into a lot of detail without some visuals, but if you break that rule, it can be jarring for the audience. So there's a lot of things that happen in typical Hollywood movies that fit to these rules of filmmaking that make the movie, like, we just take them for granted, but if they're not there, it can be jarring and it can be hard on the audience to even watch what's happening. So there are a lot of rules like this, and some of the rules get broken from time to time by famous directors or whoever. And so sometimes when a bunch of novice students are starting to make films, they might say like, well, I did that for artistic reasons, or I broke this or that rule, when they start getting judged by a professor on it. And one of my first production teachers said, you got to know the rules before you can break the rules. You got to actually understand why they're there, how they work, and be capable of pulling them off. And then if you choose to break one of those rules to startle the audience or something, then that's fine because you know what you're doing. But if you come in here as a novice and you don't even know what you're doing and you're breaking these kind of set rules of cinema just because you're ignorant, like, that wasn't going to fly in the class. And I do think like that is a good lesson that extends a lot beyond film, and it's what we're going to be talking about today with this month's new discipline that we're starting this week of Sabbath. So Sabbath is this idea of taking a break, and very, very, very important in the Old Testament, and Jesus gets into a lot of arguments with the Pharisees about Sabbath in the New Testament, and there's a lot of nuance here for Christians, and what should Christians do with the Sabbath? Is it important? How would we even do it? What would it look like? Is it a command? And it's hard to figure all those nuances out. We're going to be talking through them all month. But to get started, we need to just have a little experience of what even is a Sabbath supposed to be at its basic form. Okay, because it's one of the Ten Commandments. And this week I'm going to be challenging you guys, before you even maybe understand all the details about a why of a Sabbath, because we're going to be breaking that down all month, and before you figure out, like, what do I have to do every week of my life, I just want us to start this week by just learning the rule, kind of, that was originally put in place, and then as we continue to talk, you'll have some reference as we talk through these different stories in the Old Testament and these different passages in the New Testament that talk on it. So here's one of the Ten Commandments. It's on Sabbath. And remember, the Ten Commandments is these rules that God gave to Moses as his people were, you know, God's people were set free from slavery in Egypt. He gave them a whole lot of commandments to follow, but the pinnacle of those commandments were these Ten Commandments, very famous still today. And in the Ten Commandments, you have very important things like don't commit adultery, don't lie. You know, you got to have just one God, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's very big, important stuff. Don't murder. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Okay, so most of this stuff is what civilizations, you know, base a civilization on. And certain, like, our law system in America has a lot of its roots going back to the Ten Commandments. But if I look at American culture today and the Ten Commandments, there's a lot of ways we probably fall short as a culture. But Sabbath is not even like on our radar anymore. You know, the idea of everybody taking a break for a day every week. And, you know, back in the day in the 1950s or something, it might have been a little bit more something we did. But nowadays, stuff's open all the time. People work a lot. People work from home. People do all sorts of stuff. Well, what you're going to do this week, my challenge for you, is just to do a simple Sabbath. And I'm going to lay out just a few rules. We're not going to get crazy detailed in our rules, but here's a few of them. So you and I don't think I actually read you guys the command. Sorry, I skipped that. Let me read that first. We'll come back to your rules for the challenge. So here's Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 through 11. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." So this commandment, you know, harkens back all the way to creation. But what we're going to try to do for our challenge here is what this passage simply says. It says, "You and anyone you have direct authority over." So this might be the people living in your house. It might not be. If you tell your spouse, like, "Hey, you can't do any work on this day," I don't know if that's going to fly or not. I don't know how your family is set up. Or maybe you've got kids, and that's a situation where maybe you could say, like, "Okay, this is going to be a special day. We're going to do it together." So you be the judge of if you have direct authority over other people in your household. But if you do, make it a family event, because Sabbath is typically actually supposed to be like kind of a communal thing where a family and even a whole neighborhood is doing it together, ideally. So you and any people you've got direct authority over, you do no work for one full day this week. So obviously that means you can't go to your job, or you can't do work for your job from home or something like that. But I'm going to also put into the category of work the idea of not doing any chores. Okay, so don't be vacuuming your whole house. Don't do all your laundry. Don't wash all your dishes. Don't paint, you know, your garage or something. So no chore sort of stuff. Now, here's why the Pharisees wound up with thousands and thousands of Sabbath laws, is it gets a lot of questions maybe in your head of, wait, so do, you know, maybe, I, you know, how do I cook a meal? Do I not? Do I, you know, do I clean up the dishes I actually use that day, or do I not? I mean, there's all sorts of questions that run through your head. You can kind of make it your own within these boundaries, but no, obviously nothing with job, nothing that's work to produce money for you, and no chores, and you're going to have to define chores yourself, but stuff that's about taking care of the household and things like that, like you can, there's 6 other days in the week. You can do it the day before your Sabbath, you can do it the day after, but for this particular day, it's not about getting stuff done. It's not about producing stuff, okay? I'm going to take it a step further than the commandment does, but this was a typical Jewish practice that happens in the Old Testament of they would not, they would honor the Sabbath by not doing any commerce on that day. So that means they wouldn't go buy stuff and they wouldn't go sell stuff. So for you on the Sabbath day that you pick, and you can pick any of the 7 days of the week that you want to do it on, but the day that you pick, you're not going to be allowed to purchase anything. So you can't go online and make, you know, buy stuff or shop. You can't go to the mall, and you can't even go out to a restaurant and buy food. Now, again, we're going to be getting into a lot of details about the why of this stuff, and is it valuable, and is it useful? But remember, this week is about knowing the rule, and then you can decide what you want to break, okay, or what's beneficial to hold on to, what's beneficial to let go of. Okay, so this first day, you're doing no work, and you're not buying anything. So that's going to take a touch of planning on your part. Like, you probably want to figure out what you're going to do for food before your Sabbath, because you can't run out to the grocery store and buy more stuff, okay? So if you want to even cook stuff, or you want to buy a pizza the day before and then you just warm it up in your oven or something, okay, that's fine. But the day of your Sabbath, you can't buy anything. So you do have to do a little planning, and that's typical practice for Sabbaths for the Jewish people. They would plan stuff out before. They would do all the prep work they needed to do before, so they didn't have to do any work the day of, okay? So what are you supposed to do on your Sabbath? Because Sabbath's not just about a bunch of don't do's. It's also about a few really good things. So you're supposed to rest, so feel free to sleep. Sleep in. Take it easy. You're supposed to enjoy what God's given you. Be thankful. Have some fun. Enjoy something that God's given you. And spend time with your loved ones. This is where, if they are also taking a break, whether it's good friends or family or whatever, enjoy time with them, okay? Go for a walk with them. Go to some place that's free with them and enjoy it. So spend time with loved ones, okay? So that's all what you got to do for the challenge this week. A day where you take a total break and you rest, you enjoy what God's given you, and you spend time with loved ones, okay? So hopefully that makes sense. You're going to try it out this week. Then as we go further in the month, we'll talk about a whole lot of variations and a whole lot of why we do this and what are we trying to accomplish. But right off the bat, I just want you to experience it. Just experience a Sabbath. And it's a gift, okay? So try to enjoy it, okay?